407-278-5939. And Len, one of our listeners in the chat room is asking something. What was it at the 24th of what for free dining?
You know, I'm guessing it's around Sunday, August 24th through Monday, September 22nd, give or take a couple of days.
Okay, so hopefully, and that solves your question over there. And you can, and anyone else who's looking to get a question answered about certain your calls, feel free to call in. You know, I mean, the chat room is fun. You can get some feedback from some of the listeners, but certainly give us a call if you have something that's coming up. And it can, I think it's a great opportunity for you to get your questions answered, because a lot of people, as you know, we're a little behind on the emails, and this is a great opportunity to get yours answered immediately. And also, we're also looking to hear from some of our newer listeners. We heard from some of them today, and certainly we're looking to talk to some others. So if you've got that opportunity, please go ahead and do that. While we're waiting for our next caller, Len, why don't you tell our listeners what's new at touringplans.com?
So we've been doing some enhancements to the personalized touring plans that allow you to create and share your own touring plans. So the most recent thing that we added was the ability to copy an existing touring plan. So, for example, if you think that there's a great unofficial guide touring plan that is almost exactly what you want, except for a couple of steps, instead of having to retype the entire thing in, this gives you the ability to copy it as a template and then modify it to whatever you want to do. So it saves a ton of typing. If you see another user who's created a plan that's almost exactly what you want, or if the unofficial guide has a plan that's almost exactly what you want, but you just want to tweak it a little bit, this feature definitely helps out. And one other thing I'd like to mention is the website now currently has more than 5,000 touring plans online, 4,000 of which are completely free.
And they're mine. I made them all.
Yeah, and Matt made them all. Free as in, and it's free as in beer, so not like free as in speech. So anyone, because free speech isn't really free, but free beer is really free. So yeah, I mean, it costs $0. Just go head out to the website and click on the personalized touring plans section. And there's a search feature that allows you to look up touring plans by park or by age group or by arrival time, or you can type in the attraction names that you want to see, and it'll do its best to find matches. And I think every time I've done a search, there's usually at least a couple dozen touring plans. So if you want to do something weird like, you know, Animal Kingdom touring plan for seniors arriving at 10 a.m., you know, that includes Primeval World, you could find a plan for that. And there's probably a dozen of them out there.
Nice.
Anyway, tell all your friends. Completely free.
Very good. 407-278-5939. And certainly some good information over there if you're looking to create your own custom touring plans. It's a lot of fun. It's great, you know, for before your trip. People are always looking for stuff to do before your trip to take up the time and creating your own little custom touring plans, because, you know, the touring plans Len has a lot are very good, but a lot of times, you know, it's like, I really don't want to ride Dinosaur. I don't want to put that in there. Let me go and, you know, put that in there.
Exactly.
And we have a caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Anne again. I'm calling about the not a touring plan.
Awesome. Okay.
Well, I just don't understand.
Oh, hold on. Wait. So, real quick. So, for people who are listening for the first time, the not a touring plans are general guidelines that don't include specific steps. Like a traditional unofficial guide touring plan will be like 30 or so steps long. And thank you. Ding. And it'll tell you, go to this attraction, see this attraction next, see this attraction next, see this attraction next. But not a touring plans are really just a distillation of the basic advice that we have around touring. So, for example, for a two-day Magic Kingdom touring plan, virtually all of the unofficial guides plans have one day that start in Fantasyland and then go counterclockwise into Liberty Square, Frontierland, and Adventureland. And day two almost always starts in Tomorrowland, goes up to Toontown, and then finishes up whatever's left. The not a touring plans have that kind of advice. They don't tell you the specific attractions you should see. It's more like the lands you should see and when. Anyway, good. Sorry.
Okay. So are these tested for time? Because I just don't see how this would work. I mean, I believe in the rigidity of the touring plan, because I know why we're doing the bottleneck first, and it just makes so much more sense. But I'm worried that if we just go lollygagging in a counterclockwise fashion, we're going to end up standing in 5 hours of lines.
So a good point. So the not a touring plans do sometimes have slightly longer wait times, but they're really and the reason for that is that you're not getting an optimal schedule of rides within a particular land. So, for example, in Fantasyland, we tell you, even in the not a touring plan, touring plans, we tell you if you want to ride Dumbo first. But then after that, we sort of leave it up to you to pick whatever attractions you want to ride in Fantasyland. So the wait times are slightly longer. You know, you might get a 2 minute wait versus a 1 minute wait for Pooh or Pan, depending on the order in which you see them. I guess in a worst case scenario, you do something silly like see PhilharMagic next instead of Pooh or Pan, and that could, you know, increase your wait by a few minutes. But even then, it's not going to be that much. The first half hour, 45 minutes of the day, once you get those bottleneck attractions out, knocked out that we tell you about, even in the non-touring plans, you'll be fine, really.
I think that would be a good page comparison for the unofficial guide of adding stuff, is looking at the time comparison that it would take if you were doing, you know, this touring plan versus the non-touring plan, and then you can make a capital decision based on when you're going and the crowds and whatever. If it's worth, you know, if you're going spring break weekend, the comparison might be it's 10 more hours to do the non-touring
plan.
Right. But if you're going in October, it might be, you know, 30 minutes. So I think you could make better. That's one of the things I love about the unofficial guide thing, is it's so much good research-based information.
So it's interesting. One of the things that we just did actually a couple weeks ago over spring break was we had people ride the same attractions over and over and over and over again all day to see what the actual wait times were versus the posted wait times at attractions, and that would be something that we would use to do those kind of measurements, actually to make those kind of comparisons. It's interesting. Well, that's actually not a bad idea. I'll write that down. That's not a bad idea.
Okay, can I get like a little, you know, moment of fame in the official guide?
A quick shout out to Anne. That's actually not bad. Let me write that down.
And now for Anne, the touring plan comparison of not the touring plan versus the touring plan. The minute.
That's funny. That's not a bad idea.
Whoever's doing that coffin, 2 packs a day, you need to cut back, Lynn.
It's Lynn, actually. It is, really, and I don't smoke that often. I've had the same cold now for 2 weeks. I picked it up in Vegas.
A child sneezed on you?
You know, I don't know what Vegas is, just so dirty. I don't know what I did. No, actually, what was funny? So I'm in Vegas, right? And we're at the Circus, which is sort of on the, I guess it's the south end of the Strip. But it's
the cheap version of Cirque du Soleil.
It is that circus. It's like a cheap version of Mardi Gras. So the rooms are like $39 a night. And when I tell you, there are more kids there than I've ever seen at like Pop Century.
Really?
There were more kids in this casino than I have ever seen in all of Las Vegas. And it's because it was, you know, it was the week before Easter, and it's just insanely crowded with kids. And I'm sure that's where I got sick. There's smoking, there's drinking, there's kids.
Well,
I mean, it's just like a...
If you gave free T-shirts to everyone in the chat room right now, then we could carry them in our fanny packs. And when said child sneezed on us, we could just immediately whip open the plastic-protected fresh T-shirt and, you know, put it on as our safety net of germs.
Yeah, we might need to, actually. It's not bad. Not a bad idea.
Okay,
that's
thank
awesome.
You. Russ, more numbers. Unofficial guide. Can't have too much info.
I'm working on a trickling comparison.
Very good. Thanks for calling in, Ann.
Bye.
407-278-5939. Phone lines are open, and we have a call coming through. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Kim.
Hey, Kim. Kim. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Oh, nice.
God bless America.
You're very close.
How are the cherry blossoms?
They have just had peak on Thursday, so they're gorgeous. And you can't get around D.C., or at least the Tidal Basin, but it's really, really nice.
Because of all the blossom peepers?
Yeah, and everybody's visiting. So you've got school groups and everyone else. Of course, I was in Michigan this weekend, so I didn't get to see them yet. But
smart, exactly.
Yeah, I get to go away. Yeah. But I wanted to talk with you guys quick and mention, I'd been listening to the two podcasts that you had about New Jersey kids going to Disney World and affecting sort of weeks that shouldn't have been as bad.
Oh, Jersey Week.
And also taking your kids, right, and taking your kids out of school for Walt Disney World. And I had thought about pulling my cousin out for a day sort of at the end of the semester, only to find out that New Jersey has shut down taking days off for vacation. And they've made a big deal about it. Apparently too many kids went to Jersey Week, and now it's a really big deal when you take your kid out of school if it's for vacation. They send somebody to your house to talk with you about it. And
yeah, whatever.
Jersey supposedly made a big splash.
Huh.
How about that?
Here. Also had a quick question. Trying to find somewhere, and Matt, I think you can answer this one maybe best, finding a great place that to eat in the studios that a lot of people will enjoy. I've got kids in my group and vegetarians, and I'm trying to kind of deal with everyone.
The probably in terms of food for everyone across the board, I would recommend either 50s Primetime Cafe or Mama Melrose. I'm not sure. It's depending. 50s Primetime Cafe serves American food. This is sit down you're looking for, right?
Yeah, well, sit down or something. I guess we're looking sort of a either early like big lunch or early dinner for us in the studios kind of thing.
Okay.
We always it's one big meal a day.
Yeah, 50s Primetime is great for American food. Mama Melrose, as you might imagine, is Italian food, and that's going to be
right.
Both options are very good. They have a number of different entrees that I would recommend. The people in chat, I will never recommend the Sci-Fi to anybody except for anybody.
I just saw it.
It's terrible. Don't go there. If you're looking for a counter service option, the best place in the studios by far has to be Backlot Express. I think it has something for everybody. It's quick. It's easy. Ample seating, both inside and outside. So I like that quite a bit. And I think either of those options really can help you. I ate at Hollywood and Vine Buffet for dinner, which is no characters there. Mr. Newell was there too, and we liked it quite a bit. So I'm going to throw that one in there also. It's a cheaper option. It's like $24 per person for dinner.
I think I've been there, although I guess I didn't realize the kids end at 11 or 10 or 9. Sorry, it's 9 for Disney. And so now we've got like 4 adults, even though these kids are never going to eat that much.
Yeah, I know.
That's a buffet, right?
Yeah, that's a buffet, correct. So I would, if that's the case, certainly I understand where you're coming from. And I would recommend Primetime or Mount Melrose for sit-downs.
That sounds great. One other question. We're trying to sort of work on mega touring plans for the third week in June and get everything done and pretty much have it together. I know you guys, I've heard a lot on the podcast about not going to extra magic hours. I've never had that hard a time going into park when they've had extra magic hours. Are there any rules for when you maybe should go, whether it be mornings or who has the best extra magic evenings or whatever it is?
So, I mean, if you can get there in time, you know, 30 minutes before the park opens for extra magic hours, it definitely makes sense at the Magic Kingdom and at Epcot because there are enough rides there to make your hour worthwhile. The studios are sort of break even depending on whether you've got young kids and they're going to ride Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror. If they are, yeah, then it is. But if they don't, then there's really not a whole lot for you to do there in the extra magic hour. And I don't think the extra magic hour makes sense at Animal Kingdom because our studies have shown that you actually end up waiting slightly longer throughout the day for all of the other attractions versus a non-extra magic hour morning day. I like to use the evening extra magic hours at the Animal Kingdom, though, because I think the ambiance of the park is really, really good, and the rides are more special at night. And while I've I'm going on that little rant. I noticed somebody has apparently stolen my. It's the Angelina Jolie of blank. I was reading the Chicago Sun Times a couple weeks ago, and somebody was talking about like the banking system or something. And somebody goes, uh-huh. "It's the Angelina Jolie of bond trading or something like that." And I'm like, when I quoted the Angelina Jolie line, I actually typed it into Google to make sure no one had ever said it first, and now. Some hack over at the Chicago Sun-Times has copied my idea. Anyway, but yeah, so that's what I was thinking about.
Scope, I think it was Mariotti who did that.
I believe you're right.
Was it?
I don't know. Just a dumb ESPN reference there.
It's it's a PTI reference.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. No, not PTI, Around the Horn.
Around the Horn, yeah. Did we answer your questions for you?
Yes, you did. Thanks so much, guys. I'll probably call back next month when I get further into planning.
Awesome. Oh, no problem.
Glad to help out.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
407-278-5939. We mentioned some of the change, what's new with Mike Scopa's blog, and Len mentioned some changes that are going on at touringplans.com. I wanted to mention on studiocentral.com, we have a studios update, which you just did today from the park. So if you're interested in seeing what's new at Disney's Hollywood Studios, you can find a photo update over there. Some interesting things going on, as always.
Hey, Matt, don't forget, during our May trip to Walt Disney World, we will be broadcasting in from the parks themselves.
Well, there you go. Why don't you mention the dates again, if anyone's going to be down there, Len?
It's May 11th through the 16th. We'll be in Walt Disney World, and Disney's given us permission to broadcast from the parks.
Great. So be able to check WDWTA.com. We'll post some information when we have it in terms of where we'll be, what day. And certainly, we'd love for our listeners to be able to join us.
Yeah, that'd be fabulous.
407-278-5939. And this is a great opportunity for you guys to call in with some of your questions, and if you have, you know, anything. And we've got a caller. Never recognize any of these area codes. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Janet Fowler.
Hey, Janet.
Hi.
What can we do for tonight?
I just called in to say I really like the live shows. They're a lot of fun. I love the chat room.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. I appreciate the time and effort, because I know this is a lot of dedication on you guys' part, and it keeps us going between our visits.
It's a lot of fun for us to do, and we really do enjoy it. Is this your first live show, or have you listened for a couple?
I've called in for I haven't called in before. I've been lurking for a few. I lurked for a few just on audio, and then I found the chat room, and so I've been around for a few months.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool.
But I really enjoy it.
Good. Well, I'm glad we do this for you. I mean, certainly we enjoy doing it, but it's great that we can help some people out, help plan their trips, and I'm glad that you're getting a lot out of it. I agree with you 100% that not only is it fun to listen to the show, but it's makes it much more interesting, wouldn't you say, to be able to be in the chat room. It makes it a much more engaging experience.
Absolutely. You get to hear all the back channel chatter going on, and you know, everything that's going on. It's very interesting and very engaging, and my husband is very disappointed Sunday nights when I do this. But
just tell him I'll be there later. Just go to sleep. You know, I'll wake you up. You know.
He's sitting there reading now. He's
what, the news?
Yeah. No,
he's reading.
Janet, is your husband a is he a Disney World fan like you, or is he just kind of along for the ride?
He married into it, I'm afraid.
Ah, okay.
And I'm not allowed to say he has an annual pass, unless I also admit he also has a Kennedy Space Center annual pass.
Oh, cool. Wow, I didn't know they had those.
Yeah, they do. It's a really good deal. And, you know, you're right there, and it's they have a lot of excellent information if you're all interested in science or space program. So.
Oh, I've been to the Space Center. It's great. Have I never told that story on the news, on the show?
I thought you...
Not for the past year, maybe.
With the garlic bagels?
No, go for it.
No, I don't remember that.
Okay, so we're doing a trip to Disney World, and it's my... both my sisters are with me, so Christina and Linda, and we decide... We're living in North Carolina, and we're driving my 1984 Ford Escort, which is light blue, and the car's name is Biff.
The Wonder Car.
Right. Biff the Wonder Car. Right. Thank you, Matt. So we decide that we're gonna take a day off from Disney. We're gonna go to the Kennedy Space Center. And we're actually leaving as we do this, so we're actually going home. We decide along the way that we're going to grab some bagels, because living in North Carolina in the late 80s, you really couldn't find, or early 90s, you couldn't find a good bagel store in Greensboro, North Carolina. So Florida had a ton of good bagel places. So we load up Biff the Wonder Car with like 36 bagels. We've got plain bagels. We've got sesame. We've got everything. We've got garlic. We've got onion. We've got pumpernickel. Everything, right? We put them, stuff them in the car, like around the luggage and everything. And I think we actually put them in small bags so we could actually cram them into little spaces. We go to Kennedy Space Center and we park, like, you know, you're like 15 miles away. You need a little jetpack to get to Kennedy Space. The parking lots are incredibly far away. Anyway, we get there. we go do the thing, right? We see all the Rocket Garden is really cool, and we do the stuff on the inside. But it's a typical Florida day. It's like 90 some degrees, right? We start walking back to the car, and we hit the very edge of the parking lot, and we say, everyone looks at each other and says, "My God, what is that smell?" We could because it was so hot, and we had left the windows almost all the way up in the car. We could smell my car a good 3/4 of a mile away because it had the bagels in them. The stench was so overpowering that there was actually a ring of empty parking lot spaces, like 30 yards wide, around my car. It was like a bomb had gone off and craterized everything around the parking lot except for my little car. We actually ended up driving back with the windows down. The car smelled so bad. And for years afterwards, the car smelled like bagels.
And a Seinfeld episode was based on that experience.
Was it really? I don't know. But it was, oh my God, did it smell.
It was bad. Oh, man. And that's what? That's like a 12-hour drive back to North Carolina.
It was like 10 hours of time, 10 or 11 hours of time, yeah. It was just incredible. It was just incredible.
And you could still eat the bagels when you got home?
Oh, hell yeah.
Pastas will eat anything.
And so was the condition of bagel buying in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. Oh, but it was fun. That was quite the trip.
We lived in Raleigh in the 60s. I was still a kid with my folks. Yeah. And just getting a pizza was an ordeal. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it is. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So. Well, very good. Thanks for calling in, Janet.
I'm gonna think of garlic bagels next time I drive into Kennedy Space Center. That's for
do
sure.
Do it, do it. It's classic.
Thanks again, guys.
All right, thanks Janet.
See ya.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Bruce from Brooklyn.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, got a quick question. My last day of my vacation coming up in September. I'm staying at the Pop Century, checking out. I have a 10:30 ADR for Captain's Grill for breakfast. And I think I'm being picked up by my car service around 12 or 1. Is that crazy? I never went to Captain's Grill for the breakfast buffet. I don't know what time they stop putting out the stuff.
Wait, Bruce, Captain's Grill where?
I think it's the Yacht Beach Club.
Yes, it's the Beach Club, I believe.
Okay.
And what time are you being picked up?
The train is picking me up now at 2 o'clock, so I'm guessing somewhere between 12 and 1.
The train.
Yeah, no, like the train is picking him up. He's taking the car service to the train.
The car service to the Orlando station.
Oh, I have no idea where the train station is.
No.
the one in...
What is he talking
about? He's being picked up at the Beach Club by car service, which will bring him to the train.
I'm being picked up at the Pop Century. I'm eating at the Beach Club. I'm staying at the Pop Century.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so now your question is, what are you concerned about?
Well, I'm checking out at the Pop Century. I have the 10:30 ADR for the Beach Club, and I'm being picked up at the Pop Century around 12 o'clock. I just don't know if that's doable or not. That's crazy.
I see what you're saying. What you should do, first of all, leave your stuff at Bell Services, so that way you don't have to lug it around. Even though you're checked out, they'll hold it for you.
Yeah, exactly. Bad enough.
10:30.
Too tight.
I think it'll be too tight if you're using... Since you don't have your own car, I don't think it'll be feasible.
Okay, so I got to probably change it for an earlier time, you think, huh?
9:30 might work, Bruce.
What time can you check out at the Pop? I forget offhand.
I think
Well,
actually, Bruce, Janine in chat room brought up a good point. Why don't you just get picked up at Beach Club?
Well, I could do that, too, but then I'll have to drag the luggage to me from... system and everything. That's not fun.
Yeah, I mean that's an option for you. Obviously you have to drag a lot of stuff over there. Scopa?
I was gonna say express checkout. There's no time. A normal checkout is 11 a.m. I believe. But
yeah.
I was thinking about what to do with the luggage too.
Well, I mean, Bell Services will hold it for you. It's just a matter if you bring it with you, if you lug it around at least for one leg, at least then you don't have to worry about the leg coming back. You don't have to worry about getting back to Pop Century because you know they'll be picking up at the resort. And that may give you it'll put your mind at ease. At least, okay, we're here. If we had to leave at a moment's notice, we could do that. Whereas if it happens at Pop Century, you're out of luck. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's also the fact of getting from Beach Cliff to the Pop Century too. I think I'm gonna have to rethink my plans. Doesn't sound feasible.
I don't think it's gonna be very easy. Especially, it's not even a direct way with the buses. You have to go to a park or Downtown Disney or something. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Which would you guys recommend to be the halfway point
between Pop and Beach Club?
Yeah.
Well,
Pop and Beach Club.
Yeah. What's halfway?
Caribbean Beach.
No studios.
Yeah, because the studios will have a. Does the studios have bus service? They have. I don't know if they use the boat.
Maybe it's Boardwalk.
Yeah, but he can't get to the Boardwalk directly. Pop.
Oh.
I think probably better off going to Epcot, to the studios, and then walking. The Beach Club. Yeah,
You can take the boat from either of those. You know, the...
Right.
And that might be an option. The other one is a taxi, and that could be another option you might try out. Obviously, it's a little more pricey.
I think my best option is probably just canceling that ADR.
You might want to rethink your plans. Yeah, it might be better for you to try something either at a park, because then at least it's a direct trip each way, or trying something at... I mean, there's nothing really at Pop Century. It's going to be a park or nothing really for you, I think. That's the best option we can recommend, I think.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Bruce. Good luck.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. You know what? I think we're going to wrap it up here for today. It was a great show, and I want to thank again our sponsor, which is AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 94,000 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And that's it for us today. If you want to find our older episodes, read our show notes, or send us your comments, visit the Walt Disney World Today website at wdwtoday.com. For Lantesta, Mike Newell, I'm Matt Hochberg. We'll see you on the next show.
What about Skopa?
And Mike Skopa. This is pretty cool.
Oh my god.
I'm old, but I'm not dead.
I think of you, Mike. I'm always thinking.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1!